This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
He said they did, and they did. And he says, if, there again, if you will therefore worship me, all this shall be yours, all of it. If you will worship me. See, if you will come and worship me, the devil, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. The devil's still handing that out to men and women by the multitudes. And he's deceiving them by the multitudes. Their young people are still thinking, if I could just be a millionaire, if I just had this, I had that. You don't need none of that. All you need is Jesus. And if you have him and the Holy Ghost, then you, all the other things of the world will be added unto you. If you'll be holy and obedient and walk in God's word, he will empower you with the Holy Spirit, and everything in this world that you need to be about his business, he'll give it to you. You won't even have to be concerned. He will give it to you. Then he says, and Jesus answered and said unto him, this is Jesus' answer, and this needs to be mine and your answer. Jesus answered and said unto the devil, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now see, Jesus had read the word. He now has the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. He has the power to bring the scriptures that he studied all of his life up to the front of his mind so he can reuse those against the devil so he can overcome him. And then he says, the devil didn't give up right there. I mean, this beast, I mean, you got to learn these. The devil is persistent. He is there to deceive you. That's why you need this same infilling power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus had. Because look what the devil did. It says, and the devil brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple. And the devil said unto him, if thou be. Now, there's that big word again. You notice how many times the devil uses that word, if. God uses that word, if, a whole lot, too. If thou be the Son of God, cast yourself down from here, for it is written. Now, wait a minute. Right here, even the devil starts quoting Scripture. If you know the word, and you come against the devil with the word, you're going to find out the devil knows the word of God in detail. And he will use it against you if possible. So you really got to be sharp to watch this devil. It says, for it is written. Now, how can you be sharp? By the Holy Ghost. That's the only way. If you have the infilling power of the Holy Spirit and you're filled with the Holy Ghost every day, then the devil's a pushover to you. If you don't have the infilling power of the Holy Ghost, or you let that power run out, you fail to restore your tank, I'm going to tell you the devil's going to get you. That's the way he deceives lots of people. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Now, we've studied and read that very verse before. It's in Psalms 91, where the Lord said he will send his angels, give them charge over you. But that all is based around if you're making him, the Most High God, your dwelling place, and you're saying of the Lord, he's my refuge and my strength, you're walking holy and obedient to him, then he says he will rebuke the fowler, the devil, for you. Then he will send his angels and give them charge over you. Only then will that come to pass. But the devil is quoting Scripture, and he's telling the truth. In verse 10, Luke 4, 10, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you shall dash your foot against a stone. Now, right there, Jesus answered him again and said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. Now see, the devil will try his best to get you to fall in some way. Some way he's going to do the best he can to get you to fall. And when the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from him for a season. In other words, that means a little while. Learn to read the scripture close. Listen to what he's saying. If Jesus came against the devil, every time with it is written, it took Jesus three times to come against the devil to get him to leave. The devil kept quoting. In fact, Jesus quoted the scripture two times, and then the devil quoted the scripture. And Jesus had to quote the scripture again. And finally, it says the devil left him for a season or till a more opportune time, which means he's going to come back. If the devil's going to come back to Jesus, what's he going to do to you and me? He's going to come back. And when he comes back and puts something on you and I, whether it be pain, sickness, disease, or whatever it is, you've got to know the scriptures and you've got to have the infilling power of the Holy Spirit to overcome him. Now then, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the regions round about. Why did this fame go out? Because he went back and returned in the power of the Spirit. Not in his own power. Too many Christians, like I was trying to do what little I was doing in my own power. But I had no power. So I couldn't do anything other than just pick up a piece of paper or say a word. It had no power behind it. But when I got the infilling power of the Holy Spirit, now when I speak God's words. God's word brings forth tremendous power, and God watches over his word, and he's ready to perform his word. So it's amazing that I didn't do any miracles until I got the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. I didn't see anybody get saved until I got the infilling power of the Holy Ghost. I didn't do anything, yet I'd been a Christian all those years, many years. Never saw God do a single thing until I got the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. And then I went about in the power of the Spirit a little bit like Jesus did. I hadn't walked nowhere close to where he has, but I'm wanting to get closer. I'm wanting to be transformed into the image of Christ so I can walk in the fullness of what Jesus walked in. Now, as we see, Jesus can do miracles. As he goes out in the power of the Spirit in John 2 it says, verse 9, when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not where it came from, but the servant which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom. And he said unto him, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine, and when men have had well drunk or had too much to drink, then that which is worse they bring out. But you have kept the best wine until now. Verse 11, John 2:11. This beginning of miracles. This is where the miracle working power of Jesus began at the wedding. That's the first miracle. And it says this was the beginning of miracles that did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Now then, without that infilling power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus was a man just like you and me. He absolutely didn't do a single thing in power, nothing in power, until he received the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. Now then, after that, he began to do miracles. Would you like to do miracles? You can. I've seen God do many miracles through my life. And since I've received the infilling power, begin to believe God's mighty word, begin to stand on his mighty word, I see the King do great and mighty things. I might say, I have prayed for people. Since I've got the infilling power of the Holy Spirit, I have led many people to Christ. That, to me, is the greatest miracle of all, is to see somebody come to Jesus. But I've got to see many people come to Jesus. But also, I've got to see God do awesome things, great and awesome things. You know, I mean, I tell you one or two of the most awesome ones. I mean, a few years ago, I had a minister from a big ministry. He heard that people that came to my healing schools were getting healed. So he called and asked me how I did this. I told him I took the word of God. with the infilling power of the Holy Spirit, when I prayed for people and the Word of God, people got healed. And he said, well, I have a young man here in my office that is walking with a walker, and he's already had back surgery once, and the doctor says he's going to have back surgery again. And he said, I told him, let's call you and see what you said. I told him, I said, well, I'd give him an option of Jesus. If he believes Jesus, he can be healed. Well, he said, why do you think the boy's sick? I said, it's very simple. The boy's got a sin. And he said, but the boy works for me. He's a good boy. I said, I don't care. He's got a sin. I said, I need to find the sin. So he put Andy on the phone. The young man's name was Andy. He put Andy on the phone, and he listened on a speakerphone, and I started down through Andy's sins. It took me 45 minutes because this boy was a very, very wonderful young man. I mean, he did do what God's Word said. He studied the Word. He was in church. He didn't lie. He didn't cheat. He didn't think adultery. He walked clean, pure life. He had never had a sexual relationship. Hadn't even thought about having one. He walked holy in obedience to God's Word. But here he is in his early 20s, and he's down on his back. Finally, I told him, I said, your sin. Now, see, the Holy Spirit's teaching me. He's talking. He's leading me through all that. Without the Holy Spirit, I could have done none of this. But with the Holy Spirit, I'm finding this young man's sin. Finally, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that the young man's sin was his unbelief of the promises of God. He said, sir, that's not a sin. I said, of course it is. God tells you to study His Word to show yourself approved unto Him. And if you don't study it, that's a sin. And if you don't believe them when you read them, that's a sin. I said, Romans 14:23 says, anything that's not of faith is sin. I said, son, because you don't believe the Word of God, it's sin. I had him turn to Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, a great and awesome promise where Jesus said, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father, which is in heaven. Most of the church don't believe that, but they're living in sin. So this young man repented of his sin. He said, Father, I guess I didn't believe that because you made me a promise that if two of us on earth agreed about anything, you would do it. So he said, obviously, I didn't believe that. So, Lord, I repent for not believing your word. I said, now then, Father, you said I could ask him and agree and you would do it. So I said, Father, in Jesus' name, I ask you to touch Andy's back and do a complete healing on his back and make him completely well in the name of Jesus. I said, thank you, Father. It's done according to Matthew 18:19. I said, Andy, do you believe and do you agree with that? He said, I believe and I agree. I said, good. I said, call me tomorrow. I've got to go to a Bible study right now. I said, call me tomorrow with your praise report. I hung up the phone. The next morning at 7 o'clock, they were on the phone. The young man had been instantly, totally, completely healed. How did I get that done? By a demonstration of the Spirit's power, by the power of the Holy Spirit that comes upon me. With that Holy Spirit upon you, there will be no limitations to what God can do with you through Him.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.